Recently, the Park City Planning Commission approved changes to the land management code, which essentially gives an open door to the Green Park co-housing project to move ahead on its 10 units on Lower Park Avenue. Green Park President Daryl Finlayson says until the changes were made, the co-housing project was stalled because it was not in compliance with code.
What it's going to allow us to do is ask for a couple exceptions that will, for our site, allow more separation between the historic homes that are on the site and the new construction. And that helps us meet the criteria for the Historic Design Review Board. They want to see a little more separation between the historic homes and the new construction.
Code changes also, says Finlayson, allow them to adjust the amount of parking they can have.
And it also allows us to ask for an exception to the parking layout, which will allow us to get the amount of parking we need and the access from that parking from Sullivan Road.
Sullivan Road runs along City Park and borders the backside of the project. The new changes also allows Green Park to reduce the amount of open space required from 60% to 30%. He says that change is tied to affordable housing.
The amendments are tied to affordable housing. So the language of the amendments are written such that you can only ask for the exceptions if there's 50% or more affordable housing in the project.
Finlayson says all 10 units have been spoken for. He says since this is the first project of its kind, it has taken longer to work through the process.
Yeah, I think we went into this knowing that there would be a lot of unexpected challenges and problems to solve, you know, right from the very beginning in terms of getting the real estate purchase contract with the city and now going through the planning process. You know, we've met those challenges, and I hope in the future, if our project, when our project is built and is successful, you know, other people can use that as a model.
He explains the concept of co-housing, saying it's not synonymous with communal living.
The idea behind co-housing is that the neighborhood, the residences, the community comes together first, and then they figure out what they want out of their community and then use that as the criteria to sort of design the site and come up with their common values and living arrangements. So in terms of building the site, there's 10 individual homes. Each household owns their own home, so they have their own mortgage on their own individual home. There's also going to be some common space that's programmed or designed based on what the community feels it needs. And then the ongoing management of the site is based on collaborating. The households contribute to that labor and effort.
That's Daryl Finlayson, president of Green Park Co-Housing. I'm Lynn Ware-Peek, KPCW News.